you can sing this song and you can sing the praises. You can come in here and clock in. I think there's a time clock over there on the right hand side. Oh, wait, no, there isn't. There isn't. No, there isn't. You can come in here and just clock in and go through the motions.
That's right. Good.
You can actually just do that in your everyday life, quite frankly. It's just go through the motions. You can come up here and go through the motions. I mean, our Redeemer lives, folks. Now, I don't know about you, but do you want to be redeemed by the blood of the Lamb?
I do.
I know I do. I know I need it. I need it on a constant basis because I am so good at screwing things up. I'm a professional at it.
Well, aren't we all?
Professional at it. But guys, do you really want the things that the Lord has for y'all? Or do you just go through the motions? I know I had youth ministry just up here the other day, and I was asking the other team, do you want to win? Because you didn't look like it. I had people standing there, arms down by their side, and they were acting like, hey, we're just going to make it through the ministry, youth ministry today. They didn't want to win. Now, after talking to them a little bit, some of them decided they actually wanted to win. It was awesome. Praise God. Some of them I made angry. Good. I'd rather provoke you a little bit, get you off your rump. Get mad at me. If it's going to make you play harder, good. Don't care. So look, guys, when we come in here, let's expect to receive what the Lord has. Let's praise the Lord. Let's receive all that He has. Because I tell you, just going through the motions and doing all these things is really just that sacrifice of Cain. It's worthless, means nothing. It's of the flesh, it's of the ground, it's cursed, worth nothing. God won't accept it. But that thing where you actually believe in the sufficiency of the blood of Christ and you want everything that the Lord has for you, and you're willing to wrestle it down like Jacob wrestled with Jesus till his hip became out of socket. Now that's the something that the Lord will answer. That's something that the Lord will honor. Is that what you want? Because if that's what you want, man, come in here and receive all that the Lord has. I don't care what's going on with you, what you've been through, how bad your week has been, or how you feel. Come and receive all that the Lord has. Let's key up a song, Brad, and let's sing it like we mean it, folks. Amen? Let's get what the Lord has. I know it's early, but let's wake up. This is the best coffee you can have. Well, good morning, everybody. Oh, Brad, I know that in the testimony that you shared, and really some of the things that went down with that whole thing, was that one of the things I know Steve highlighted to you, and that was that you first came at the nut being it would be a couple days before you would get that nut, which was a sign of what? Unbelief. So you started out in unbelief. So that's really where you started. But because of what your son wanted, you searched the Lord and you gave a sign of repentance to the Lord because you sought Him. And He answered. So who does that glorify? Right. Who does it not glorify? Okay. Now I want to highlight that because look, man, the things that the Lord's done is the things that He's able to do. It's no of where of we have the glory in. None at all. And I highlight that to you because it sounded like a thing of where you, oh, I know this. This is where I've been this before and all these things. That might have came, but you started in unbelief. We weren't dressed up that pretty when you started out. All right. But praise be to God. He's faithful. All right, now that gives people what then? Hope. Because if He's well able to do it with you, then He's well able to do it with others too. Now, I remember Steve sharing some things with me before he left. And I know last week I was talking about purging with hyssop. And when you're congested and all these kinds of things, it doesn't sound that bad. But when it starts to come up, it's pretty darn ugly. But he highlighted a scripture to me which really rang around with me this past week. And it really kind of goes along with where a lot of us lie, or a lot of you guys lie. Let me put it, because I tell you, I know the Lord is working in my heart and in my life, and it's that Holy Spirit is kicking some crud up for sure. And see, when that happens, it looks quite ugly, folks. You start to see a bunch of ugly. See, a lot of people don't like to see that bunch of ugly within themselves. So what do? They steer away from it. They want their lives to stay purty. They want that outside appearance to look great. Just like the Pharisees. They want them to be presented as something when they're nothing. Is that what you want? Are you willing to do that? I mean, look, you can say no, but what do? I mean, that's what I'm looking at. We can say no, amen, hallelujah, praise God, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, and then go about our merry way rejecting everything that the Lord is trying to do in our life. Because we're too just staying on proud, and we hate the fact of how it makes us look. Well, let me let you in on a secret, folks. The testimony of the Lord moving mightily in our lives has not been something because you were good or that you have anything to offer that is of any good, any use at all. No, it's that you are a sinner. First, second, last name, sinner. And you need Jesus. And he saved your wretched behind and took you out of the stupid situation you got yourself into. And he turned it right side up to glorify who? You? No. Him. Because you had nothing there to offer. Nothing. I make that very clear. And I know I'm sounding pretty brass and blunt about certain things. And, you know, this past week I've quit smoking, so I've been kind of just straight to the point with a lot of things. There's not much barrier I'm finding right now. And that, praise God, I don't know if that's a good thing or not. He'll correct me because he's faithful. Amen? Amen. But look, what is it that you want? Because the Lord is a gentleman. Do you want that Holy Spirit working in your life? Do you want that hyssop? Do you want things, the unbelief and all the crap, to get kicked out? Then submit unto him. Yield yourself unto him. How do you yield yourself unto him? How do you do that? Does anybody know? First, follow his word. You bring yourself where? To the light. You bring yourself where? To accountability before him. You bring yourself, you get honest with yourself and you get honest with the Lord. I would say that's the first part you start with. And when a challenge comes before you, you know what baffles me is I'll tell people, I said, look, go get honest with yourself. I can tell you the reason why you're the way you are and the why you did this and all these kinds of things. But you go get yourself with the Lord. You get honest with yourself and find out why do you do these things? Why do you say these things and why do you do these things? Why do you do it? What is your motive behind it? Where is your heart at? Now go search that out. You know how many people that I get that actually will turn the next day and say, look, I seen the reason why. And it's my own pride and my own arrogance on these things, or my own this and my own that. And we'll highlight, we'll talk about it. The next day, it's rejoicing. My brother walks away free. It's a great thing. But you know how many times I talk to people about this and say, go do, go get yourself honest with the Lord. Go find out the reason why. And I never hear back from them. And in fact, I'll ask them about it later. Do you know? I still don't know. Well, you don't, because you don't want to know. Because you really just don't want to know. See, that's coming to the light. All right? That's letting that hyssop work. That is getting brass down, honest with yourself, honest with the Lord. The thing is that you love darkness and your deeds are evil and you hate the light. So what you do is you turn around and you reject the Lord, saying, I'm not going to even use the words. But I don't need this, Lord. I don't need this. I got this. I got this. Just don't mess up my purty little life. I'm too busy trying to keep it clean. Don't send your ox down here. Your Holy Spirit, it might get dirty. But much strength coming from the ox. Reminds me of the Proverbs. I was actually looking it up, and I'm going to read that scripture. Proverbs 14:4, where no oxen are, the crib is clean, but much increase is by the strength of the ox. The ox there is the Holy Spirit. But if you got the ox there, guess what's going to happen? You're going to have crud. You're going to have crap that builds up. But much strength comes from the ox. But if you want the Lord to work in your life, what really the crud that gets stirred up there is the own garbage in your own heart and the pride and the iniquity that you yet stay in, and where the ox comes to get shed of it. Are you going to allow that to happen? Or are you going to sit there and try to hang on to your purty little life and your purty little outlook and how you appear out to others? It's the truth. It's the truth. I know Steve was talking to me this past week, and let me tell you, it's been heck of a week, praise God. It's been quite ugly for me, praise God. I've seen a lot of ugly things, praise God. Y'all go, man, what's wrong with this guy? Well, you know what? I know I'm coming up some truths about my motives. I know I'm coming up with some truths between the Lord and I. I know I'm coming up with some nonsense that I'm going to have let fester starting to come up. That's what's going on. And I'm having to make a choice to choose to come up here and to serve and to preach today, because I'm going to choose the Lord. Not what I want. And at the turnaround thing, am I going to choose the Lord and not what I want? What is it that I really want to do? See, these things are becoming very, very, very clear to me. And you know how much of it that I just really want to do my own thing? That I want the things that I'm doing actually to just be the thing that is okay and in standard and it'll pass. And it just be putting a Band-Aid on the situation, and it really serves no purpose at all. It's like putting a Band-Aid on a cancer. Doesn't work. No, I have to get honest with the Lord. I have to get shed of this nonsense. I have to hit my knees down before Him. I have to lift up. May Lord create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Lord, I don't have the want to. Lord, I need the want to. Lord, I want to have it, Lord. Lord, I don't believe, Lord, but I cast down that unbelief, Lord, and I'm going to choose to believe You anyways. So all this other is just nonsense. See, do you get down and honest with yourself in the Lord, or do you are constantly trying to deceive yourself? Thinking that everything's okay, everything's just fine, the way that things are going are just fine and dandy, everything's so purty on the outside. I say this because it's so easy to get stuck into that, and the Lord's not in that, folks. You ever find your prayers hitting like a brass ceiling sometimes? It's because you're full of yourself. You're fooling yourself. You're deceiving yourself. You're lying to yourself. Look, the Lord is there, folks. And He wants to work a wonder. He can do magnificent things. He has shown it to us. We ought not to doubt him anymore about this. But it's got to be about him. And guys, it's about time for us to get honest with ourselves. Do we really want the promises of the Lord? Do we really want the Lord in our lives? Or do you want to just hang on to your old purdy life and dress it up how you feel because it just doesn't stir up the pot? What is it that you want? Because a man or a woman will do what they want to do. And the Lord is a gentleman. He respects your free will. He's not going to make you do anything. You can come here in here every Sunday. But unless you choose to believe him, get honest with yourself and get honest with the Lord, don't expect him to start moving in your life. And you be a part of his army serving him. You can go move out to Texas. You can go be a part of any fellowship that you want to go be a part of. But if you're going to refuse the opportunity that the Lord has given you, and you're not going to get honest with yourself, but tell yourselves a bunch of little lies, and you tell the Lord to get out because you're going to mess up you're going to mess up your purty little life, then don't expect him to move in that. He's not going to be there. Guess what happens? Look at the schools for an example. I'll take the schools for an example. What do you got in schools? I was watching a thing on a Cane Bay High School where the kids were beating the crap out of each other. And it was a cool thing posted up on Facebook. And this thing happens all the time. I was thinking to myself, man alive, how can this continue? Now, I know it was rough when I was growing up, but my old neighborhood, I remember, yeah, we used to fight. But now my old neighborhood, the 14 and 15-year-olds are carrying guns and shooting each other. Ambulances are going by that place every day. I'm there. I work there. Right down the street. And you look at the schools for an example. What has the schools done? They kicked God right on out of it. And then people want to turn around and blame God for the situation that's going on. You do the same thing with him. When you kick him out of your life, you're not honest with him. You don't let entrance into your life at all. And you turn around and why things go happen and go, God, why is this happening? Well, you kicked him out of your life. That's why the situation is where it's at. It's easy to look at the schools. It's easy to look at the outside things. But where are you at? See, I know this isn't a comfortable message, but it's necessary, folks. It's necessary. If we want to move forward in the Lord and grab a hold of the promises and be a part of his army, get honest with yourself. Get honest with the Lord. Quit being clueless to the things that are there. And quit trying to dress yourself as something you're not. Because it's all about him, folks, and he is well able. I don't know. I don't want my hands to the work. My hands to the work is terrible. I've shown what I could do. I can make a mess of things. You know what? I want his hands in the work. I want him to do that work and wonder. Not me. Because if it's anything of me, it's of no good at all. If it's of the Lord, it's all good. It's all good. So which one are you going to have? Make the choice. Make the choice. Decide this day. Whom are you going to serve? Don't be double-minded. Don't ride on the fence. Guess what? If you're riding on the fence, you're still not in. So, folks, make that choice. Go forward. One way or another, just do it. Which way you go, I don't care. That's between you and the Lord. But I've told you this day. Choose whom you're going to serve.